This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Stacy Poehler.
Hey, everybody. I am excited. I get to chat today with one of our fabulous local realtors. It's Sissy Williams, and she's a realtor with KW Realty Consultants. Welcome, Sissy.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm excited to chat. So why don't you start off by telling us a little bit about your real estate business?
Yes, I am an individual full-time top-producing realtor. I do specialize in Milton, Alpharetta, and the surrounding areas. I am a Georgia native. I grew up a little south of Atlanta, so I have an extensive knowledge of the entire metro Atlanta area. And I mention that because I like people to know that if they have a real estate need somewhere other than our area or North Fulton and the surrounding areas, I can connect them with, you know, a colleague that can assist them.
Awesome. Awesome. Why don't you talk a little bit about your journey and kind of how you got into real estate and how long you've been doing it?
Okay, great. I have quite an eclectic professional background. I graduated from UGA in the early 90s, and my first job out of college was writing for a newspaper. And from there, I became a recruiter for a recruiting agency. And then I was a Southeast sales rep for a educational and gaming software company. And then I owned my own floral design business for 10 years. I did weddings, special events. And lastly, before real estate, I was a children's director at a church. So I have a very vast and eclectic background. As my children got older, I wanted to do something a little more challenging, and I had always had an interest in real estate, and I'd love to help people, and I thought, well, this might be a great combo. And of course, I looked into it. I got into it. It's been an amazing career for me. I've been doing it. I'm going into my, oh gosh, I think 11th year. I've been doing it since 2013.
Wow. It sounds like, although you had an eclectic background, a lot of that probably lent itself to real estate, like being the children's program director and kind of being in education. I think a lot of what realtors do is educate their
Absolutely. Colleagues. Absolutely. The educating. And I have a joke. I say, you know, I've dealt with people's children, and I've dealt with brides getting married, you know, when I was doing the flowers. So I deal with people's most precious asset, which is their children, which translate into, you know, one of your biggest assets when you're making a purchase is a home. And then, of course, a bride can be stressed out and freaked out. And that can be true of a seller and buyer at times. So, yeah, they both prepared me well.
Yeah. Do you ever miss the floral design? Are you able to kind of still do it as a hobby?
I do it as a hobby. I don't miss it as a profession. I do it for fun. And when I host events, you know, that's just something I always incorporate.
Awesome. Yeah. I know the real estate market is, you know, it's just always changing. And I guess maybe you can talk about some of the myths or misconceptions that people might have about the market right now.
Yeah, that's a good question. You know, honestly, I could probably fill your entire podcast talking about myths and misconceptions. But one misconception, I think, and especially when it's a strong seller's market like we've been in for quite a while now, the misconception is a seller thinks they can do it on their own, do it for sale by owner, and they don't need a realtor because they're trying to net more money. And, you know, I've seen time and again in my career that more often than not, the opposite is true. Most sellers simply are just unaware of the complexities and the tasks that the complexity of the whole transaction, and then the tasks that a realtor does, not only during the transaction, but prior to and post. And that can really cost a seller not only time and stress, but ultimately money, which is what they're trying to save. And as a realtor, you know, I study the market every day, and, you know, that gives me the knowledge and the expertise to appropriately, you know, and strategically price homes, which ultimately allows my clients to net more money. And, you know, if you're someone on their own is not, they may have some of that knowledge, but I would say the average person does not. And most sellers, I say, don't realize, you know, everything else that goes into it. As a realtor, I am connecting my clients with vendors to help them get their home ready, you know, to go to market. And then as a realtor, I'm paying for part of my service for my clients is I pay for, of course, the professional photography, videography, depending on the client, you know, staging or professional organization services. And then, of course, the professional marketing collateral and all that good stuff. And then I'm also networking on behalf of my sellers within my own database of buyers and other realtors that I know, you know, have buyers in the area. And then I would say the other area where I see sellers really mess themselves up is when it comes to the legal complexities of a transaction. They simply, you don't know what you don't know. And because I do this every day, I do know some of those legal pitfalls that folks could fall into. And I am able to protect my clients from that, which and help them navigate and handle some of those aspects on their behalf, which not only alleviates stress for them, but, you know, can save them money and significant money. And, you know, I think sellers also, the average person, you know, some people are just born great negotiators, but I would say the average person, that's not a skill set they necessarily possess. And a realtor, most realtors are trained or take continuing ed, you know, in that regard. And so, you know, they can really hurt themselves negatively from their lack of ability of being able to negotiate. And I have a real life example of this. About 8 years ago, I was working with some buyers and they wanted to make an offer on a for sale by owner property. And they did. And we went under contract. And the seller was just lovely, lovely gentleman. But he really cost himself a lot of money when it came to negotiating. And he did not have a clue on how to handle the paperwork and the, you know, the transactional administrative components of the transaction. It benefited my clients greatly that he did not know how to negotiate, but it really hurt him. And once that transaction was over, he actually reached out to me and, you know, he said, something along the lines of, I really noticed and appreciated how you protected and looked out for your clients. He said he regretted that he did not, you know, hire an agent to do the same for him. And he said, you know, I've got another property that I was getting ready to list for sale by owner, and I actually want you to represent me on that because I feel like I'm going to be better protected and I'm going to make more money even paying your commission. And I think that's just a real testament to, one, you get what you pay for, and, you know, there's value in hiring a professional in a very targeted field. And he's since become a longtime client, repeat client, and has referred family members to me that I've done multiple transactions with. So, you know, I would say that's a big misconception that doing it on your own is easier and you're going to make more money. And the chances are you probably not.
Yeah, no. And I think that also just speaks to you as a person and the fact that even though he was on the other side of the transaction, you know, he saw that you were a good person and wanted to work with you, because often when people are on opposing sides, there's some animosity. But I think knowing you and knowing your reputation in the community, I think you're someone who's very fair and level, and people on, you know, both sides of the transaction are going to see that when they're working with you.
Yeah. I always want it to be a win-win for sure. Yeah.
I know you've been doing this for 11 years. I'm sure there's been some challenges along the way. Can you talk us through maybe some of the obstacles that you faced and how you've overcome them?
Oh, obstacles within the career?
Yeah, within real estate in general, even.
Yeah, you know, I think there are daily obstacles in this career. I think, you know, one of the things I was not prepared for when I first got started is, you know, I just, because I am a good and honest person, I just assume everyone's going to trust me. And what I did not really prepare myself for is you're not only negotiating with the other side, but in the beginning, when you have a client, even if it's somebody you know through your sphere, there is a component of negotiating with them. At least I think they feel like they're negotiating. And it's not negotiating as much as it is a sense of them getting to a point where they trust you and know that you're on their side. And so for somebody who, you know, I always come into a situation assuming the best in people and assuming, you know, they're only wanting good. And what I've learned is not everyone is that way. So I have to always make sure that I communicate to my clients that their goals and their interests are top of mind for me. That is my number one priority. It's not about me. It's not about the commission at the end of the day. It is about what are your goals? What is best for your situation? And so building that trust comes naturally to me. And that's been a challenge to learn. That's not true for everyone.
Yeah, for sure. Can you think about when you sit down with a client for the first time, like what are some of the questions and things that you talk to them about?
You know, I think one of the first things you have to know, you know, whether it's a buyer or a seller is, you know, what has prompted you to either want to purchase or want to sell. And then once you know what that reasoning is, what is the timeline? What happens next? Well, what happens if it doesn't work out? What if we can't find what you're looking for in the time? You know, what is the consequence of that? And same with selling. You know, what happens if we don't sell for the price you want? How is that going to impact you? Because I really need to understand their motivation in order to be able to assist them appropriately. So that's really the first place I start.
Yeah, oh, that's really good. I know you like to do some floral design, but what are some of your other hobbies or things you like to do when you're not working?
Well, if in the fall, I love to be at a Georgia game. We are season ticket holders. And if it's a home game and I'm not working, we try to be at the game. So that's fun for me and my husband. And then, you know, otherwise, I love working in the yard. I know that sounds crazy, but it is therapy to me. I love being outside, anything outdoors. I love the sun. And of course, I love being with family and friends.
Awesome. Is there anything you haven't had a chance to tell us about your business or your approach that you want to share with the audience?
You know, the only thing I would say is I want people to know that they're not just a transaction to me. When I'm working with a client in a real estate transaction, it's not just a transaction to me. I understand they have personal things going on, you know, outside of what I'm doing with them real estate wise. And I'll always say that a real estate transaction in the best of circumstance can be a stressful situation. When you've got a first time home buyer who's super excited, that's so fun. Or you've got someone who's maybe buying their dream home or their step up home, you know, those are really exciting times, but there is still a level of stress in the background anytime you're dealing with time sensitive things, which real estate can often be. And then if you throw in something like a divorce or an elderly client who is having to move to assisted living and leave the home they raised their kids in or leave the city where they've lived and done their life, you know, to move closer to family in an area they don't know. Those are stressful, sad, and often very complicated scenarios. So I want my clients and your listeners to know that when you do a transaction with me, I know there are other things happening in your life. And I'm going to do everything on my end to keep the real estate piece of things as smooth and as uncomplicated as I can so that you can navigate what's happening, you know, personally.
That's awesome. And very important. Can you share where folks can find you, your phone number, social media, that kind of stuff?
Absolutely. I'm on Facebook and Instagram, Sissy Williams Realty. I've attempted TikTok, but don't look me up because I don't do a very good job. But I do get sucked in with the other videos. You can also email me at sissysoldit@gmail.com. And Sissy is with an S. It's Sissy soldit@gmail.com. Or you can call me at 404-822-8274.
All right. Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Sissy.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yeah.
Thank you for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast, Milton and More. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpmilton.com. That's GNPMilton.com or call 470-664-4930.